This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show on this Wednesday, June the 17th. I'm Terry Toad, and today in studio we have Don Walker and Adam Wright, and these gentlemen are going to talk to us about the 30th Montgomery County Fair.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday.
30 years.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes, I wish I was that young, but I'm not. So this
I guess we could say time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Oh, yes, you betcha. Yes. Especially when you're able to stay young.
Like Adam over here.
Yes, like Adam.
Yeah.
Adam's going to be along to talk to us a little bit about the Butler Brawl here in a moment.
So. That is correct. Yeah. We're going to start off with our Wednesday show, which is at a sheep show at 9 a.m. and a goat show at noon. That'll be up in the 4-H park. And then the Queen and Junior Miss Pageant show starts at 7:30. And the grandstand admission to that's $5. I was going through here earlier looking at all the free things that the Montgomery County Fair offers. Free petting zoo daily. Free carnival rides. Free admission to the horse show on Sunday. And folks, okay, those events are free. Yeah, it costs you $5 to get into the main gate, but that's also free parking. So there's a lot of things that are free for the $5.
Once you get in, you can run, have the run of the place pretty much.
That's right. That's right. Choose what you want to go see.
And it's a great thing for parents to take the kids and say, okay, have fun.
Yes, that's right.
See you in about 3 hours. Hope you get worn out.
That's cheap babysitting for $5.
Yeah, there you go. That's for sure.
Yes.
So that's Wednesday is the opening night, and of course the Queen's and Junior Miss pageants are kind of the big thing on the opening night.
Yes, last count that I was aware of on the Queen seemed like there's 7 or 8 of the older ladies. And there was about about 17.
They're going to hit you,
Junior,
you know,
Miss.
They're going to come after
older
you.
Older girls.
Yes. Hey, you know what else is free, Don? The weigh-ins Thursday night. We're going to have all the fighters out there on Thursday night weighing in, showing off.
That's right, showing off their physique.
Strutting.
Strutting.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that what they call it, strutting, Adam?
It's peacocking.
Peacocking. That's what I was trying to think. That's
there we
what
go.
I was trying to think.
Peacocking.
Yeah. By the way, Adam is Mr. Butler Brawl over here. For
yes.
those of you who don't know Adam Wright, he is Mr. Butler Brawl.
And I'm glad we've got him on because he brings a lot of vim, vigor, and vitality to the show.
Hey, at least we're going to have fun. If nothing else, you got to have fun in what you're doing.
And he thoroughly enjoys. He reminds me a little bit of Terry Tote, the famous one from WSMI.
Adam, did you bring your boots? It's starting to get deep in here, man.
Anytime I'm around Mr. Walker, you got to have your boots on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Don, tell us about Thursday, will you?
Thursday at 9 o'clock, the beef show kicks off.
Is that because you're going to be there? Is that the beef show?
Yeah. Yes, I'm on the prime side now. I may be, you know, there's a certain weight limit. I may be over that.
But, really? Really?
But anyway, we'll try. And then the karaoke contest, which proved to be popular and a lot of fun last year in the expo building. And then there's also the Little Miss and Mr. Pageant at 7:30. And then also on Friday is the Swine Show at the 4-H Park at 9 a.m. And
Butler Brawl 3.
That's right. Friday night. First fight, 7:30. Come out, blood, sweat, and tears. And there probably will be some tears and some blood and lots of sweat.
There'll be lots of sweat.
There's lots of tears, too, because someone always gets their feelings hurt.
That's the nature
of sports.
How many
bouts you got this year, young man?
I got 12 bouts. You know, the tears usually come from me, you know, because
I'm not making any money on this,
man. Oh, it's horrible.
I can't do it anymore.
But on the plus side, we've got 2 ring girls this year. Last year, I thought we had a great ring girl last year. We had a good time, good announcer. We had some good fights. I think we had like 2 or 3 knockouts last year. I love guys that go in there and just swing for the fences. It puts on a good show. You know, There's no doubt in a winner.
You got a dozen matches at this point, right, Adam?
Yeah, I have 12 matches. So hopefully we keep 12 matches. And that's I'm going to try my hardest. I'm actually going to probably try to add at least one or two more as of right now, just in case someone gets a little cold feet. And always, you know, we got 9 days to the show, and it never fails that someone's going to be like, I signed up for more than I can chew, so...
And they get there that night, and they see their opponent, and they say, think I'm out of here. No notification to the promoter or nobody. They just turn around and walk out, right? Yeah.
That is true. But the great thing is we have Facebook now, so when they don't show up, I call them out on their Facebook so all their friends know that they weaseled out. There's no running away.
One thing you do have to contend with, though, Adam, is getting this all okayed through the state. People don't realize that there's an awful lot of work behind the scenes just to get this sort of event set up.
Yeah, you know, what people don't realize is people think it's brutal, you know, brutality, but these guys are going through, they're getting sports physicals, so they get checked out by the doctor to make sure they're healthy enough to fight. Then they also have to get their blood work done. They're testing them for HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B. So, you know, when you're in there and you do crack someone's nose open, because it does happen, you don't want that dude's blood on you if you think he's sick. So there's a lot of things that go through that the state has regulated to make sure that it's safe. They're wearing 6-ounce gloves. It's not like, you know, when a guy gets knocked out, we don't stand him up and give him a 10 count and wait for him to come back to knock him out again. You know, he gets knocked out, he's done for the day.
Yeah. That's one thing about mixed martial arts. What I've seen is the referees get in there right away so that there's not any further damage.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is it's just more than guys going in there and punching, because you're going to add the element of wrestling. The guys who wrestled in high school who can take you down, they may not be the best striker. And then you're going to have the guys who do jiu-jitsu. There's karate guys. So it's a real wide variety, and that's what I really like to – I mean – for me, being a promoter, and I help do some announcing, I like to get in there and just watch these guys.
When you take the history of the sport from Matt Hughes all the way to today, it's changed.
It is.
It's more sophisticated.
You are 100% correct. And speaking of that person you just mentioned, Matt Hughes, he's going to be out there. He's a longtime supporter of the Butler Brawl. I mean, he's going to come out. He said he'll be around. If somebody wants some autographs, he'll be there to sign some autographs. So he's going to be available, ask some questions. We'll talk to him a little bit. I mean, even still, he likes to come out and support our local county fair.
Number one, he's a great ambassador for the sport, Hall of Famer. And number two is a great ambassador for Montgomery County and the surrounding area. He really is.
Yes.
Because he cares a lot about what goes on around here. So.
Yes, he's been very good. And, you know, one of his good buddies is now the welterweight champion, Robbie Lawler.
Robbie Lawler, oh, yeah. That is, it's a...
Matt and Robbie, I think, weren't they pretty close together, starting at the same gym?
Yeah, they started up at Militage. You know, they're both there. And then, you know, they kind of moved around. And, like, now Robbie's down in Florida at America Top Team. And Matt occasionally goes down there to train with him. And then if, you know, Matt has something going on, like I know they were trying to get him to do like a grappling tournament. So he would go down there and train with them guys. Or if Robbie needs help, Matt definitely goes and helps him out.
So that's good.
Now seats and tables available?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, tickets are kind of getting on, you know, sparse because, you know, they've been out for a little bit. But what we've got is we've got $20 general admission tickets. That's going to get you to the grandstands. But what people don't realize, they're $20 before the show. If you get them the day of the show, they're $25. Grandstands are non-smoking. If you want to smoke and have a good time, you need to buy the $25 ticket. You're going to be in the bleachers there. It's a little closer than a grandstands. You can smoke. And those are $30 a day of the show. Or you get the all-access tickets and get, like, the table. Tables hold 10 people. Each ticket's $50. That gets you cage side. Chances are you'll get some blood, sweat, and tears thrown on you.
if you want the full experience.
The full experience.
The full experience gets you.
Get a towel.
Get you, yeah.
Bring a towel.
That's right. And we're going to have the sheriff's department out there because it's not too uncommon that someone does get to take a free car ride. It's awesome. I love it.
I forgot about it.
A grand tour of Montgomery County.
Another free thing.
Yeah, when you act like an idiot at the fair, you get a free car ride. Now, I don't know if you get a hot meal that night or not. I don't know how that works because I've never taken a free car ride. But
I tell you, all this
man's a promoter.
Yeah.
Mr. Walker, I'm telling you.
I figured he'd be good. I told you, Terry, that how good he is announcing there on Friday night.
Oh, Adam. Oh, my gosh. So the Butler Brawl starts at 7:30 Friday night, right?
Yeah,
but the weigh-in is Thursday night.
Yeah, weigh-ins are Thursday night.
And that's free.
Yeah, weigh-ins are free. You get to come out, like I said.
Do people get a chance to talk with the
yeah, fighters? Basically, we do the, what's that? Is that the pavilion where they have the beer set up right there?
That's the beer
pavilion. Beer pavilion. So we have the fighters come to the beer pavilion. Now, I will tell you, it is kind of risque because they're going to strip down to their skibbies. They're going to be in their underwear to weigh in because these guys got to make weight. If they don't make weight, the nice thing about the fair, it's a big parking lot. They can run around and try to drop a pound or two.
Which has happened before.
Yes, that has happened. I have seen some people run around. So, yeah, they step on the scale. We try to get as much of the paperwork done, as like I said, because the state's involved. So there's paperwork for them to fill out, to sign releases, make sure they're legit, ready to go. That's all free. I give a little speech announcement, tell these guys, you know, let's put on a good show, go out there and knock each other out. Don't go out there and lay on each other because nobody wants to see two dudes hug, you know.
And after paying $20 or $50 or whatever, you know, we want some action here.
Well, the thing is, the Ring Girls, we got two of them this year. So those $50 seats, you're going to get up front tickets to see how nice the Ring Girls look. And I try to get nice ones. I'm not getting the ones, you know, right off the corner there. These are classy girls.
I don't know if I can talk anymore or not.
I don't know where we can go from there, Mr. Walker.
Well, I think we better go to Saturday.
I don't know. We're having so much fun talking about Thursday and Friday.
Especially Friday.
I know. Hey, any small business out there, it's not too late to get on. If you want to be a sponsor of the Butler Brawl, you're going to get name recognition. I figure we have probably 12 to 1,500 people between me announcing, between the girls holding up a sign with your name on it. It is, I mean, for a $100 sponsorship, it's well worth it. Plus, you're helping out the fair. That's what people don't realize is the fair, I mean, on the fights, they're not making any money. I mean, there's a lot of costs involved to paying the state the fee, to getting the fighters in, getting the blood work done. All that stuff adds up. So we need a big turnout. We need local people to sponsor the fair so that we can continue to do it for, you know, another 30-plus years.
And again, this sort of event does not take place traditionally at a county fair.
No, this is something the fair, as far as the fight things goes, I've been doing it. This is my third year doing it. The first year, we did good. Second year, like last year, we did a little better. I had a little more involvement. And then this is the third year. So hopefully, like I said, if anything, I like to have fun with it. So I like to get some – I got local guys from the area trying to fight, be out there.
And I think that's the big plus on
where do
on
you
this.
Have – what towns can you name?
Yeah, okay. So I got a kid from Taylorville. His name is Tyler Miller. He is the main event, and he is fighting a local Hillsboro boy. I like to call him Black Reggie. Reggie Evans is fighting. If you know him, he'll be out there putting on a show. We also have a kid who's the co-main event, Brandon Shell. He is from like Litchfield, Mount Olive. He stayed in Hillsboro for a while. He's got some fans around the area. He's currently staying in Staunton. Now, I've got a kid coming out of St. Louis, Fred the Demon Freeman, to fight Brandon Scheller for the The Demon.
He's the Demon.
It's almost like wrestling at the Chase.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff, man.
So he's the co-main event. And then I tell you, another local boy is Seth Newkirk.
Litchfield.
Yeah, Litchfield, right? He was on the wrestling team that went to state. Seth has been to state a couple times. And I got a kid out of Gillespie, Eric Edwards. Eric Edwards is coming over. He thinks that he's got something for Seth Newkirk. So Eric says he's ready to put down.
I mean, South Central Conference rivalry.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's right. You know how it's going to be town versus town, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time for sure.
So, folks, come on and support those boys that are from your town that's Adam's naming off here.
We even got Devin Roach. Devin Roach is from the area. You know, he's working around here. Sammy Garcia, he's a local boy. It ought to be a good time. Get some guys out there throwing some leather. I can't wait.
There you go. Dom, but in the time we have remaining, let's make sure we take care of Saturday and Sunday again here.
Okay, Saturday, start off with a mini Special Olympics at 10 a.m. at the grandstand. Kids' Day's activities are in the open pavilion from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And something new is Power Wheels. Little boys and girls, 4 to 8 is the age range. Bring out their Power Wheel, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa.
No modifications on the Power Wheels. We've already had this discussion.
Now, what's a Power Wheel? Is this a battery-powered vehicle, or is this one that you pedal?
Battery-powered.
Okay.
It can be, if they want to pedal it.
A pedal one? Now, how can I modify my pedal?
Well, I guess you'd change the gears.
Change some gearing up on it. Now, is there a tech department? Do I got to run my Power Wheels through the tech department?
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see what all the modifications are. But then the idea is going to put a balloon on the front and the back, and the idea is to pop the balloon.
Really?
I don't think, Adam, you can't have any spears in order to pop that balloon.
But can I have Tom Brady air the balloons up? For like my kid, right?
We
don't want anything.
Because you don't want it to be super inflated. You want it to give a
I mean, he
bit.
Knows the right air pressure for underinflating things.
Deflate gate.
Yeah, the deflate gate.
Daddy Fair.
at the balloon party at Power Wheels at Montgomery County Fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds to me like we got it all.
Holy mackerel.
Okay, and the grandstand admission.
You guys just aren't right. I'm telling you. This ought to be a heck of a fair this year.
The grandstand admission for this, folks, is only $7.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to get to watch the little kids and then get to watch the big demo derby.
Yeah.
How many classes this year for the demo derby?
Sir, you shouldn't have asked that. It's one question I cannot answer.
Are they going to do the...
A bunch.
So do they have the compact class again, like the little...
I'm sure they will.
Okay.
There's probably at least 6-7 classes. And then...
Sunday.
We go to Sunday.
Down to about 3 minutes here.
Speed Horse Show is at 10 a.m. Bonnie Branham does a beautiful job with that, and that's also free to get to watch that. And then the truck and tractor pull... Tractors start pulling at 12 noon, and then the trucks will follow that. And hopefully we'll have an excellent turnout for both of those events on Sunday.
And a couple of things. First off, guys, with the fair board, again, you've done a tremendous job. The place looks terrific. Absolutely terrific.
Terry, you've said that for several years
really,
in a row.
It does. It really looks good out there. You've worked very hard. Everything looks spiffed up and cleaned up, and it's a very, very nice facility. Plus, the big thing is, in Macoupin County, I talked to Mark Duggar just this week. He says, we stole the idea from Montgomery County. $5 to get you in, and you can ride all the rides you want. You know,
I figured that.
Yeah.
And free rides. My kid goes out there, and for free rides, $5, I pay it. 2-3 times to take him out there because he loves riding them rides.
Sure. And they're good rides, too.
You can't go anywhere else for $5 and ride a ride 10 times in a row because that's usually what happens when you got a 3-year-old like me.
Well, they ride 5 times in a row. They got to go get some cotton candy. Then they ride about 5 more times, so something like that.
Yeah, they got between 12 and 15 rides out there, too.
Oh, sure.
And then there's a free petting zoo
for the
kids.
Yeah. So.
And then at the beer pavilion, there will be also bands or live music.
Got about 1 minute, sir.
So we hope you'll come and help us celebrate the 30th birthday of the Montgomery County Fair.
We should extend this for another half an hour. I think we could have a blast.
I think we should have Adam come back and go through all the prices for the MMA brawl, being that's one of our attractions, and that's one that needs a little push.
Yeah, I'm always game.
All righty. We'll do that. Guys, thanks so much.
Good luck next week.
Let's hope Mother Nature cooperates with us.
Yes, that'll be nice.
Yeah, that'll be the
rain or shine, these guys are going to fight in the rain. If it rains, bring an umbrella because we're not calling it off for nothing.
Bring an umbrella and bring a towel.
That's right.
There you go. There you go. Adam Wright, Don Walker, the Montgomery County Fair starts on June 24th, runs through June 28th. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.